Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So it's a pleasure now to welcome to Stray FM's Food and Drink Show the owner and founder of Fillmore and Union, Adele Ashley. Hello, Adele.
Hello.
Now, you have a lot of different cafes and restaurants across the Stray FM area. Can you possibly list them? Do you know how many you've got?
At the moment, we've got 14.
Wow.
But by the end of this year, we'll have 16.
And in the actual, in our area around here, you've got a couple in Harrogate, mm-hmm. got a couple in Wetherby, got an Ilkley, got a Skipton. So it is busy in Yorkshire for Fillmore and Union then. How long has Fillmore and Union been going then, Adele?
Well, I started the business in 2012 in a small garage at the back of a car park in Wetherby. My business was started because I had a history of health issues, and the doctors pinned it down to something like depression when actually it was gluten intolerance and I had a dairy intolerance. And so years of chest infections and stomach pain needn't have happened, really. I realised then that actually there must be loads more people than me out there with this issue. So I decided to open wellness clinics. So I opened wellness clinics around Yorkshire, and that really, really opened my eyes to the lack of help and support that was out there, and also the limited menu choices if you have this condition. Because, at that time, you couldn't get gluten-free bread or gluten-free cakes. And we're only talking 2012 here, 2011,
oh, really?
2012.
Now there's entire aisles of
exactly,
it, aren't
there? Exactly. It's really has just developed so much. So I decided that I would go into the food business and open somewhere where I could eat, but also a lot of other people could eat. So looking at pure, natural and wholesome food. So not your typical vegetarian food, not your typical health food with tiny, tiny portions, because I've got a huge appetite. I really, really panic when my plate is half empty. So at that point, as I say, I got a garage in the back of a car park in Wetherby, which is where it all started. I was living in Wetherby at the time, so I used to walk to work, which was great. And I employed my first chef, who actually is my executive chef now. So he's gone all the way through the ranks and he heads up all the chefs, which is great. And I started doing some menu development with him. So testing different products. We spent a year developing the menu. I travelled around, around the world, basically looking for what was out there.
Oh, what a lovely piece of research.
Yeah, it was great. And actually the name Fillmore and Union came from two street names in San Francisco.
Oh, I was going to ask, actually, where did the name come from?
Yeah, I loved the Fillmore area and I loved the word union because it just really typified what Fillmore and Union is all about. So it's pulling all generations of the family together. So it's not excluding people who've got gluten intolerance, dairy intolerance, and making them feel that they're different from everybody else. Mm. It's including them in sitting around a dining table and eating together. So that's what I wanted. And so I just decided to call it Fillmore and Union, and it kind of had a ring about it, and it stuck. We're very much a family business. We operate like a family business, even though we're getting bigger and bigger.
It definitely has that warm, welcoming feel. The decor as well is lovely. I don't know who does the decor, but it looks stunning in all of them. So is it just daytimes? Is it lunchtimes and coffee, or do you do evenings too?
We're open for breakfast, lunch and dinner in all our restaurants, and all day Sunday brunch. So we have a separate Sunday brunch menu.
Another thing that you are keen to do is events. Nice little. So it's not just always the same menu, the same things happening. You've had all sorts of different evenings in the past. And one that is on actually right now, and also on Friday and Saturday, is your Thai night. Adele, would you like to introduce who else we have in the studio and what her role is for this special Thai night?
Yep, I brought along Annabelle, who is one of my key development members, and she has actually developed this Thai night menu. She also developed our recent vegan night menu, which was a huge success because she's a vegan herself. Mm-hmm. But the Thai night menu does have meat on it and fish. So she's going to talk through the menu as she created it, and it's going to be a great night. It's on in Wetherby, Ilkley, Skipton and Beverley this week.
Annabelle, welcome. Oh, firstly, those names go so well together, don't they? Adele and Annabelle. So the Thai night then, you've got three nights of it.
Yep.
Talk us through some of the highlights.
So I developed the menu using kind of traditional Thai influences, but I wanted to put a film or twist on it. So we've still got this healthy element. So I've used kind of brown rice instead of white rice. I've used coconut milk, brown rice miso. I reckon the most popular dish is going to be the scallop and king prawn pad Thai.
Ah.
But then we've also got a starter sharing board and a dessert sharing board, so you can kind of pick at little different things.
Ooh,
try
I love
everything.
A sharing board.
Exactly. It's kind of like a Thai tapas.
Oh, I love it. I've heard before about sharing food. It has emotional connotations, doesn't it, as
yeah,
well?
Exactly. It kind of strikes up a conversation. Like we said, if you're gluten-free, if you're dairy-free, there's so many options. You can try and kind of try everything. And yeah, it should be a great night. So I've been vegetarian for 6 years, kind of vegan for 4 years. So when I develop meat and fish dishes, I kind of just remember the flavour. I can taste all of the kind of stock bases and all the vegetable elements and stuff like that. And we've had a lot of people come into our restaurants that are, you know, heavy meat eaters, and they pick something that's vegan, not knowing that it's vegan even. Say if it's a vegan burger or a risotto or a nice salad, and they've absolutely loved it. So it's not just for vegans or vegetarians, it's for everyone really.
Well, we're massively looking forward to the Thai night then. So it is on tonight, Thursday night. It's also on Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Remind us which restaurants it's at and how people can come along.
Yep, so you've got Wetherby, Ilkley, Skipton and Beverley. You can book online on the website, or you can phone up and book through that. And if you phone up one of our restaurant sites and quote Stray FM, then you will receive a free glass of wine at one of our Thai nights.
Oh, wow. What an offer. Okay, so give any of the Fillmore and Union branches a call and quote Stray FM. Free glass of vino.
Yeah.
That's not bad. So Adele and Annabelle, thank you so much for coming in. And we'll put lots and lots of pictures as well of the Thai night at strayfm.com so they can have a look at those. Warning, it will make you very, very hungry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.